USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are new allegations about the way the head of Homeland Security handled claims that Border Patrol agents were whipping illegal immigrants who had just crossed into Texas. New emails show Alejandro Mayorkas was told the narrative pushed was a lie. Instead, he called the images horrifying in a press conference at the White House. Democrats say action needs to be taken after this Middle Eastern country decided to cut oil production. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
National Security Communicator John Kirby said there would be consequences for Saudi Arabia as the kingdom moves to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, catching the Biden administration unprepared. But it remains to be seen how far Biden is willing to go in showing his displeasure with the Saudis. Mr. Kirby on Tuesday.
The president believes that we should review the bilateral relationship with Saudi Arabia and to take a look to see if that relationship is where it needs to be and that it is serving our national security interests.
There have long been concerns that kids will get deadly drugs mixed in with their Halloween candy. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is among those concerned.
The drug cartels lace fentanyl onto multicolored candy.
The DEA has put a warning out about cartels smuggling candy-colored pills, but that wasn't connected to Halloween candy or drugs even given away for free. Wholesale prices increased more than predicted in September despite efforts by the Fed Reserve to fight inflation. Numbers out from the Labor Department Wednesday show prices businesses get for what they produce jumped 0.4%. Market analysts expected a gain of 0.2%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Voters in Utah will head to the polls in less than a month to choose their next U.S. Senator between incumbent Republican Mike Lee and independent candidate Evan McMullen. Fellow Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney is opting to remain neutral in the race, and Senator Lee is calling for Romney to support him on Fox News.
If you'd like to protect the Republican majority, give us any chance of seizing the Republican majority once again, getting it away from the Democrats who are facilitating this massive spending spree and a massive inflationary binge. Please get on board. Help me win re-election.
A new poll is out detailing just how much Americans trust the government.
Trust in the executive branch is now near levels seen during the Watergate era. A recent Gallup poll found 43% of Americans trust the executive branch. However, it's not the only arm of the government that's seen its confidence take a beating. The legislative and judicial branches also continue to tumble from marks seen earlier this century. The legislative branch's trust took a nosedive to 47%, while the judicial branch had a trust rating of 38%. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Major League Baseball divisional playoffs continue on Wednesday with two games highlighted by the Los Angeles Dodgers hosting the San Diego Padres. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.